Welcome to Refreshing Bread and our series, The Mission of the Church Today. Here is Father Colleen Tamayan. We spoke already about kerygma and liturgia, and now we are looking at another Greek terminology, koinonia, the communion in which we come to the table of the Lord. Again, you can see immediately the relationship the koinonia has with the liturgy, with the praises. But koinonia speaks of a deeper communion with Christ and in Him as the new Adam with each other. The church looks for this communion, and the praises that we offer to the Lord is for the union of all the Christians. One, I remember visiting a monastery, and in that monastery, I interacted with a sister, with a mother in faith, who was very much excited to hear that I came to visit all the way from Southern California. She asked me about several Orthodox saints that I was more or less familiar with. But then, at my turn, I asked her about some of the present saints, as some of the monks of the Holy Resurrection Monastery have been my mentors, and I observed their love and their dedication for every moment of their life and ministry to that koinonia of the church. She was quite surprised by it. And she said, why would anybody try to work towards the union of anybody else but just the Christian Orthodox or for the union of just the Christian Catholics? And I said, you know, there's an opportunity for us in koinonia to not rest until all of the Christians will be one and will witness to one baptism and one Lord and one faith, as there is only one true God. And so she was shocked about such a desire. I'm bringing this story to you because the truth is that each and every single one of us, in whatever denomination we belong to, our first concern is to create koinonia and that union with only people that identify with the same values. But aren't we the first ones to then limit ourselves and limit the God in which we believe by just simply doing that? Again, I remember Mother Teresa, who said that in her own prayers, she prayed that every single Jew can be the best Jew he can, that every single Muslim will be the best Muslim that they can, that every single Hindu will be the best Hindu that they can. And of course, every single one of us Christians should be the best Christians that we can. When we are at the best of our spiritual life, hopefully we have opened ourselves so much to the mysteries of God that we'll start to create those kind of bridges who ultimately will bring people around the unique table of the Lord and recognize in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one that has come to bring God to us and to also unite us with God. Hopefully, in your own lives, you will be mindful of this communion of all of us who, sometimes in a very religious setting, and others, even when we don't identify with a specific religion, are still in need of that unity as the people that have a source of life. And that source needs to be spelled out, explained, and constantly revisited, because as long as we live, as many as we are, we'll never be able to overcome that infinite of grace and presence from God. This is the end of episode 3 in the series, The Mission of the Church Today. Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's episode was offered by Father Colleen Tamayan. Our editing and technical support is cared for by Mr. Raul Bota. Thank you so much for listening.